نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently focusing on the first sermon, where a part of that sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the Quran and some of its characteristics and its the types of its verses. And in the previous session, we talked about the fact that there are certain verses of this Quran that are necessary for everyone to know, and as if the servants have made an oath to their Lord. All of us as slaves of God have made an oath to God that we will follow them, and we will know them, and we will learn them. But there are others that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it open for us, and it's not necessary for us to learn, unless and until the situation arises where it becomes necessary because of the circumstances that are there. Another set of verses that Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about are these, that he says, وَبَيْنَ مُثْبَتٍ فِي الْكِتَابِ فَرْضُهُ وَمَعْلُومٍ فِي السُنَّةِ نَسْخُهُ. And the amount of verses are those that during the time of the Prophet or in the Quran, these commandments are necessary, are obligatory, but they have been abrogated by the character and by the methodology of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about one of the other characteristics of the verses of the Quran and the role of the Prophet in explaining these verses. And one of the types of the verses that Imam Ali alayhi salam explains is that there are verses that make certain actions obligatory, while there are certain things, at the same time, certain statements or certain, actions from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that abrogate that necessary and obligatory ruling of the Quran. So here is what he says: وَبَيْنَ مُثْبَتٍ فِي الْكِتَابِ فَرْضُ وَمَعْلُومٍ فِي السُّنَّةِ نَسْخُ. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explains between the difference between these two types of, phenomena. One phenomena is the fact that there are verses of the Quran that make certain actions obligatory, while there are certain statements from the Prophet, from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, certain actions of the Prophet or certain statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that abrogate that necessary ruling. So this is a possibility. Now you would ask that why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal a verse that makes it obligatory on a person to perform a certain action, and then after that, tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to abrogate that verse of the Quran. You know, is that possible, Aslan? Is that essentially possible? And if it is possible, then why is it like that? I mean, what is the reason why Allah would send a verse that He would later abrogate by a prophetic statement, by a statement from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, the question that I asked in the previous segment is that based on this statement of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he says that there are certain verses of the Quran that establish a certain ruling, a certain obligatory ruling, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes and abrogates that, nullifies that ruling that is there in the Quran. Why would that happen? And why would Allah send a verse that would be later on abrogated and nullified by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The reason is clear. Certain rulings are made obligatory because of a specific situation of that time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abrogates that ruling through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his statements, in a bid to give importance to the statements and the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to further establish his role as a role model. And that is why you'll notice that sometimes if there is a ruler, or there is, for example, a manager of a company, and he has an assistant, sometimes he would make a statement and then send his assistant to nullify that statement. Why? Because he wants to make the people understand the importance of that assistant, and that person who has come has got strength. The vice chairman, let's say, or the vice head, or the vice manager has got strength, and he is given importance, and his role is being clarified amongst the people. So the reason why these things happen is because of that. And that is why we need to be very, very careful about obeying the Prophet, and the prophetic statements are very important. And as such, those groups of people that say the book of God is enough, hasbuna kitabullah, they have not understood the whole process of Islamic knowledge, because in Islamic knowledge we have got another source apart from the Quran, and that is the statements of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, those statements even sometimes are so strong that they can abrogate certain rulings and nullify certain rulings that come from the Holy Quran, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all in a bid to give importance to the Prophet and his role in the society. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this holy month of Ramadan, He gives us the opportunity to understand the Quran and to act in accordance to it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
مرشد هو آيات الله
من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه